Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I know that we talked about this before, but I would like to discuss it again. I like my business. I actually have two businesses. I like what I do with them, and I like the clients that I have. But I would like to know more about what it means to say that I don't have to manage anything. All right, so as you know, we removed some of the specifics from your question in order to be able to answer the question that you actually want to be answered. Because the specifics, that middle part, is irrelevant. It's interesting. It's quite interesting, but it's irrelevant. So the answers to the question actually is in the process we just finished. And when you hear this, and undoubtedly you will notice it, perhaps if you did the process before listening to this question, you might have noticed that your question was already answered. But here's the deal. When you get... We didn't say this specifically in either the conversation or the process, but it's implied. When we say it, it will be obvious to you. Whenever you get wrapped up into the specifics of your business, you can take that process and use it. Notice we didn't say anything specific about what is getting better. There's just a ball of light. Here are customers, clients, product services, vendors, employees, anyone involved whatsoever with the business, all inside this ball of light, and everything inside that ball of light is getting better. And as we said, you're going to breathe in anyway. You might as well breathe in, it's getting better. You might as well breathe out, it's getting better. You're going to breathe in anyway, so you might as well use it for that advantage. Very nonspecific. And that's why we just kind of we skipped over your specifics, because they're not about really what you want them to be about. Talking about how things don't work from a metaphysical perspective doesn't mean anything. From a psychological perspective can mean a great deal. From a coaching perspective can mean a great deal. But that's not where you are. You're not in a coaching environment, and this is not a psychological environment. This is metaphysics, the heart of everything. You have no obligation to work through whatever your shit is about your business, because it's not shit. There's nothing wrong. And it doesn't do you any good to try to work through it. At least from our perspective, if it feels better to go in the direction of someone who can coach you through your business, then we'd recommend you do that. But our recommendation would be to just simply keep very general to it and just say, my business is doing great. You could just keep it that simple. My business is thriving. Everyone connected to my business is doing really, really well. That will do some amazing things. And if you just step back and just let it be the case that you're right, and don't look for any evidence of it, just kind of just say, that's right, I know this is true. Be in the knowing of it, not in the proving of it. You don't need to prove this. It will show itself to you. Look, we know it looks like, or sounds like, perhaps even, that we are just dismissing all of your concerns. And we are dismissing all of your concerns. Because your concern with your business is what's keeping you bound to the things you don't like. When you just decide that it's okay for it to be what it is and that everyone everywhere is benefiting from your business, no matter what level of involvement they have, no matter who they are in relationship to it, you will start getting evidence that you're right. And we would put it that way. So, look. There's another aspect to what you're asking us about that we want to point out to you. We don't know the numbers. You don't mention the numbers, but we're just going to do this. Let's say your business, your combined businesses, let's say you have it all under one structure. Maybe you have multiple structures, but let's say a tax return. Let's use that. Let's say the next tax return you're going to file shows that you have an annual income of, let's say, $200,000 of revenue. We don't think we're too far off the point, and we're not trying to say, oh, you're not doing well, or, oh, that's really great. We don't know what those numbers mean, but we think we're probably pretty close to being correct. So let's say you have a $200,000 tax return. Maybe not at the very bottom, but at the part where it says revenues before you start deducting all the things that are counted against the revenue in order to make up what's taxable. So let's say it's just $200,000. Take a deep breath. That's pocket change. That's a rounding error. And if there's any one specific thing we would do in your shoes, it would be to say, I don't manage my business anymore. It's too big. Start there. And then let that thought begin to take off. And it will. It will attract a fair amount of flying monkeys, undoubtedly. What do you mean you don't manage your business anymore? Oh my God, what are you going to do? Well, yeah, if it was a $200,000 business, not managing your business would probably be very unwise. But if it's a $200 billion business, not managing your business is a very good idea. Because you can't, it's unmanageable. There are multiple people who do management tasks within something like that. But there's no one person who has the big picture other than you. But it's the big picture. Like, yeah, we're a $200 billion business today. Probably more next year. We'll see. And you'll know every day, kind of generally where you are. But again, $200,000 will now be a rounding error. We have yet to come across anyone who has told us a story about their business and how it's not working or what is going wrong, where it was not obvious that the number one issue, was attempting to micromanage problems that are really, they're not really problems at all. So if you think about the specifics that you laid out in your story about your business, and you put that as being one of the units, one of the many units of a $200 billion business, you will begin to see what we mean. That's the kind of thing that you would have kind of like a middle management person handling, not a VP, not even a junior VP, just kind of like a senior analyst or something. And it would be their job to kind of like take a look at that and see what they can kind of punch up, smooth out. Maybe they can improve certain business relationships. Maybe they can change the way billing is done or the way that revenue is generated or the way that clients are connected to or something like that. And if your attention is needed, it will be given to you. Someone will pull you in and say, hey, there's this unit that we have over here and we have a little bit of trouble. And here's what we're suggesting that we do. What do you think? And you sit there because you are a person paying attention to your intuition above all things, because the business of business is versioning. And you'll likely say, no, let's leave it be and it'll sort itself out. Or let's make this one little change. Or let's fire all those clients because it doesn't feel right to be continuing in that business. Let's move them over to someone else. Let's give their book of business to someone else and then pay for it or something like that. We have no idea. Neither do you. But when you begin to see it in that light, where for you it's a 5-minute conversation as opposed to day after day after day of trying really hard to make things happen, and how you can just basically essentially say, we'll just give them back all their money, or we'll hand them over to somebody else and let them take over and give them, and buy out the contract or whatever it is. And it's just like, oh yeah, well, that's really easy. Think of it as that. That might be very helpful. And then it becomes really easy. Now you may say, but I can't buy out a contract. I don't have that money. Well, maybe you don't have that money at this red hot minute. But if you start thinking along those lines, that or something better will arise. You'll know what to do. Part of the dilemma is that you're basically holding your business to be something that has you under hostage, that you're basically required to do all those things. So you start out by saying, I don't want to be under obligation to this anymore. And that's the answer we're giving you essentially, is this is how you do it. You basically put it into context where Even if you're just making shit up left, right, and center in terms of factual stuff, you're just saying, like, this is just one small unit of a multi-billion-dollar company that has a revenue of like $200,000 or $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 or $900,000, which isn't much compared to billions and billions. So it's not that big of a deal. And you could do something beneficial to the for those clients and customers that is no skin off your nose. It's not a big deal for you, but it probably will be a big deal for them. But it's easy and everybody wins. Think about it in those terms, and then you will start being proven right. Even if you can't point to the billions and billions, you can still say that the company you have, the products and services that you're selling, are part of a much larger conglomeration. And so it's backed and supported by the billion-dollar company, which means that if you were to erase the entire book of business, let's say it's $1 million, that's nothing. You just pay off all the contracts, or you do this, or you do that, or you do whatever it is that would be making it easy for you and for your customers and clients to move forward and have more of what they're wanting. That's one way to do it. Put it in a bigger context, even if it means that you're lying through your fucking teeth to yourself. You're lying about everything already, so you might as well lie about something you want to be right about, as opposed to lying about things that you don't want to be right about, such as, this isn't working for me, and I'm losing money, and these customers and clients don't like me, or whatever it is that you said in that particular big paragraph. So, that's the answer to your question. We thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very powerful, very delicious, very delightful, and quite magical indeed.